Martin. I'm not sure. Lysander's wonderfully smooth, wide forehead wrinkled for a second. I went back to her place, certainly. But I've got a terrible feeling I fell asleep on the job. I'd better ring and apologize.
Later.
Seb chucked him a polo shirt. I bloody can't, complained Lysander, taking a sodden piece of paper from his shirt pocket. She gave me her number, but the ink's run. I'd like a tan like that, he added, admiring Dommy's solidly muscled conker-brown back.
Well, you won't get one, unless you play bloody well this afternoon, said Seb, stepping out of his jeans. Elmer's threatening to send you home on the next plane.
The fax in the barn is for business use only. Elmer is desperate for details of some massive Jap deal. And all morning the machine has been spewing out the racing pages of every English newspaper.
Oh, great! They've arrived!
Leaping to his feet, Lysander tore off his shirt without bothering to undo any buttons. If I get changed quickly, I can have a bet. If Elmer won't let me use the telephone in the barn, can I borrow yours?
No, you cannot.
Grabbing Lysander's arm, Seb yanked him back.
Bloody get dressed and warmed up. We didn't bring you all the way from Fulham to make fools of us.
Fool.